Unit 12.
I remember meeting all of you in grade 6. Section B.
1A. Write about things you are looking forward to doing after you graduate. I'm looking forward to going to senior high school. I hope to pass the entrance examination. 1B. Pair work. Write about what you would like to do in the future. Share with your partner.
2A. Listen to a class discussion. Check the hopes you hear.
Good morning, Ms. Chen.
Morning, everyone. Well, today is our last class together.
Yeah, that makes me feel sad, because your classes have been great.
I'm glad to hear that. So today, I'd like to hear what you all hope to do now and in the future.
Well, I hope to pass the entrance exam for high school.
And I'm going to try to enter music school. I'd like to play guitar in a band.
Well, I believe in both of you. And if you try hard enough, I think you can do it. And you, Ken? I remember you winning the prize for science last year.
Yes, I want to be an astronaut. I'd like to go into space one day.
That's cool, but I don't think I'd like that. I'm going to improve my English so that I can work in the Olympic Village in 2008. Well, both of those ideas are excellent. All of you should go for it, and I wish you all luck.
Oh, Miss Chen, this weekend we're celebrating the end of junior high school.
And we'd like you to come to the party.
Why, thank you. I'd really like that. I'll bring a special cake for you, okay?
Thanks, Miss Chen. You're the best.
2B. Listen again. Number what you hear.
2C. Group work. Prepare a speech for your graduation. Use the questions in the box to help you. Present your speech to your group. How have you changed since you started junior high school? Who has helped you the most? What advice have your parents given you? What will you do after you graduate? What are you looking forward to?
3A. Read about a special phrasal verb, then answer the questions.
Let's go for it!
Did you know that go for is a phrasal verb, and go for it is the name of the English book you have been studying in junior high school, isn't it? You have already studied phrasal verbs. You learned that phrasal verbs are used more when English is spoken than when it is written. For example, one phrasal verb is to help out. This means to volunteer or to give help where it is needed. The problem for students of English is that phrasal verbs are more difficult to understand than you think. They look simple, but in fact, they have very different meanings. So if somebody says, "I'm really going to go for it in high school," what do they mean? Well, they are telling you that they plan to do their best to achieve their aim. This is a great phrasal verb for all of us to use as we look forward to graduating. The exam is coming, so let's all go for it.
I hope your answer to question 7 was yes. Three B. Match each phrasal verb with its meaning. 3C. Make a resolution about what you are going to do after graduation. Use one of the phrasal verbs in 3B. 4. Group work. Share your resolution with your group. List the steps needed to achieve your hopes and dreams.